This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At the risk of repeating myself, still bupkis from Congress on a deal for a relief package, and at the risk of repeating myself again if Congress continues to not do anything, this economy could get a whole lot worse. Tens of millions of people are unemployed, as we know. Small and medium businesses hanging on by their fingernails, and local eviction moratoriums winding down all over the country. The federal one from the Centers for Disease Control ends on New Year's Eve. According to the Census Bureau, about 33% of American adults are at risk of eviction or foreclosure. And for millions of people, rental debt is piling up. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that one.
Paying rent used to be no big deal for 65-year-old Graciela Wade in Chicago. She's retired and on a fixed income, but was getting help with bills from her granddaughter and her granddaughter's then-girlfriend. Then the pandemic hit.
With my girls losing their jobs and me not being able to keep up with everything just makes it worse.
Wade hasn't paid rent since July and is now $3,500 behind and at risk of eviction. Just like about 14 million other households, says Emily Benfer, who leads the American Bar Association's task force on COVID-19-related evictions.
The mere fact of filing actually plummets credit scores, and it precludes people from seeking a mortgage in the future or a car title or even seeking employment.
Plus, even after someone is evicted, the debt stays with them. The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia estimates more than a million households owe over $5,000 in rent.
We will see the impacts of debt owed by renters across this country for years to come.
Deborah Thrope is deputy director at the National Housing Law Project.
It's going to absolutely slow the economic recovery. And we know that there were millions of people at risk of eviction prior to the pandemic, and that number has only grown.
Thrope says if Congress does pass more COVID legislation, it needs to address the estimated tens of billions of dollars in past due rent. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.